O Son of Man, breathe not the sins of others so long as thou art thyself a sinner. Shouldst thou transgress this command, accursed wouldst thou be, and to this I bear witness. Baha'u'llah. O Son of Man, breathe not the sins of others so long as thou art thyself a sinner. Shouldst thou transgress this command, accursed wouldst thou be, and to this I bear witness. Baha'u'llah. O immigrants! The tongue I have designed for the mention of me, defile it not with detraction. If the fire of self overcome you, remember your own faults and not the faults of my creatures, inasmuch as every one of you knoweth his own self better than he knoweth others. Baha'u'llah. O immigrants! The tongue I have designed for the mention of me, defile it not with detraction. If the fire of self overcome you, remember your own faults and not the faults of my creatures, inasmuch as every one of you knoweth his own self better than he knoweth others. Baha'u'llah. Ye have been forbidden to commit murder or adultery, or to engage in backbiting or calumny. Shun ye, then, what hath been prohibited in the holy books and tablets. Baha'u'llah. Ye have been forbidden to commit murder or adultery, or to engage in backbiting or calumny. Shun ye, then, what hath been prohibited in the holy books and tablets. Baha'u'llah. That seeker should also regard backbiting as grievous error, and keep himself aloof from its dominion, inasmuch as backbiting quencheth the light of the heart, and extinguisheth the life of the soul. Baha'u'llah. That seeker should also regard backbiting as grievous error, and keep himself aloof from its dominion, inasmuch as backbiting quencheth the light of the heart, and extinguisheth the life of the soul. Baha'u'llah. On no subject are the Baha'i teachings more emphatic than on the necessity to abstain from fault-finding and backbiting while being ever eager to discover and root out our own faults and overcome our own failings. If we profess loyalty to Baha'u'llah, to our beloved Master and our dear Guardian, then we must show our love by obedience to these explicit teachings. Deeds, not words, are what they demand, and no amount of fervor in the use of expressions of loyalty and adulation will compensate for failure to live in the spirit of the teachings. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. On no subject are the Baha'i teachings more emphatic than on the necessity to abstain from fault-finding and backbiting while being ever eager to discover and root out our own faults and overcome our own failings. If we profess loyalty to Baha'u'llah, to our beloved Master and our dear Guardian, then we must show our love by obedience to these explicit teachings. Deeds, not words, are what they demand, and no amount of fervor in the use of expressions of loyalty and adulation will compensate for failure to live in the spirit of the teachings. written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. In brief, O ye believers of God! The text of the divine book is this: if two souls quarrel and contend about a question of the divine questions, differing and disputing, both are wrong. The wisdom of this incontrovertible law of God is this: that between two souls from amongst the believers of God, no contention and dispute may arise, that they may speak with each other with infinite amity and love. Should there appear the least trace of controversy, they must remain silent, and both parties must continue their discussions no longer, but ask the reality of the question from the interpreter. This is the irrefutable command. Abdu'l-Bahá. In brief, O ye believers of God! The text of the divine book is this: if two souls quarrel and contend about a question of the divine questions, differing and disputing, both are wrong. The wisdom of this incontrovertible law of God is this: that between two souls from amongst the believers of God, no contention and dispute may arise, that they may speak with each other with infinite amity and love. Should there appear the least trace of controversy, they must remain silent, and both parties must continue their discussions no longer, but ask the reality of the question from the interpreter. This is the irrefutable command. Abdu'l-Bahá. All religions teach that we should love one another, that we should seek out our own shortcomings before we presume to condemn the faults of others, that we must not consider ourselves superior to our neighbors. We must be careful not to exalt ourselves lest we be humiliated. Who are we that we should judge? How shall we know who, in the sight of God, is the most upright man? God's thoughts are not like our thoughts. How many men who have seemed saint-like to their friends have fallen into the greatest humiliation? Think of Judas Iscariot. He began well, but remember his end. On the other hand, Paul, the apostle, was in his early life an enemy of Christ, whilst later he became his most faithful servant. How then can we flatter ourselves and despise others? Let us therefore be humble, without prejudices, preferring others' good to our own. Let us never say, "I am a believer but he is an infidel," "I am near to God, whilst he is an outcast." We can never know what will be the final judgment. Therefore let us help all who are in need of any kind of assistance. Let us teach the ignorant, and take care of the young child until he grows to maturity. When we find a person fallen into the depths of misery or sin, we must be kind to him, take him by the hand, help him to regain his footing, his strength. We must guide him with love and tenderness, treat him as a friend, not as an enemy. We have no right to look upon any of our fellow mortals as evil. Abdu'l-Bahá. All religions teach that we should love one another, that we should seek out our own shortcomings before we presume to condemn the faults of others, that we must not consider ourselves superior to our neighbors. We must be careful not to exalt ourselves lest we be humiliated. Who are we that we should judge? How shall we know who, in the sight of God, is the most upright man? God's thoughts are not like our thoughts. How many men who have seemed saint-like to their friends have fallen into the greatest humiliation? Think of Judas Iscariot. He began well, but remember his end. On the other hand, Paul, the apostle, was in his early life an enemy of Christ, whilst later he became his most faithful servant. How then can we flatter ourselves and despise others? Let us therefore be humble, without prejudices, preferring others' good to our own. Let us never say, backquote, I am a believer but he is an infidel, backquote, I am near to God, whilst he is an outcast. We can never know what will be the final judgment. Therefore let us help all who are in need of any kind of assistance. Let us teach the ignorant, and take care of the young child until he grows to maturity. When we find a person fallen into the depths of misery or sin, we must be kind to him, take him by the hand, help him to regain his footing, his strength. We must guide him with love and tenderness, treat him as a friend, not as an enemy. We have no right to look upon any of our fellow mortals as evil. Abdu'l-Bahá. Shoghi Effendi was very sorry to hear that you have had so many tests in your Baha'i life. There is no doubt that many of them are due to our own nature. In other words, if we are very sensitive, or if we are in some way brought up in a different environment from the Baha'is amongst whom we live, we naturally see things differently and may feel them more acutely, and the other side of it is that the imperfections of our fellow Baha'is can be a great trial to us. We must always remember that in the cesspool of materialism, which is what modern civilization has to a certain extent become, Baha'is, that is some of them, are still to a certain extent affected by the society from which they have sprung. In other words, they have recognized the manifestation of God, but they have not been believers long enough, or perhaps not tried hard enough, to become backquote a new creation. All we can do in such cases is to do our duty, and the Guardian feels very strongly that your duty is towards Baha'u'llah and the faith you love so dearly, and certainly not to take the weaker course and sever yourself from the Baha'i community. He feels that, if you close your eyes to the failings of others, and fix your love and prayers upon Baha'u'llah, you will have the strength to weather this storm, and will be much better for it in the end, spiritually. Although you suffer, you will gain a maturity that will enable you to be of greater help to both your fellow Baha'is and your children. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Shoghi Effendi was very sorry to hear that you have had so many tests in your Baha'i life. There is no doubt that many of them are due to our own nature. In other words, if we are very sensitive, or if we are in some way brought up in a different environment from the Baha'is amongst whom we live, we naturally see things differently and may feel them more acutely, and the other side of it is that the imperfections of our fellow Baha'is can be a great trial to us. We must always remember that in the cesspool of materialism, which is what modern civilization has to a certain extent become, Baha'is, that is some of them, are still to a certain extent affected by the society from which they have sprung. In other words, they have recognized the manifestation of God, but they have not been believers long enough, or perhaps not tried hard enough, to become backquote a new creation. All we can do in such cases is to do our duty, and the Guardian feels very strongly that your duty is towards Baha'u'llah and the faith you love so dearly, and certainly not to take the weaker course and sever yourself from the Baha'i community. He feels that, if you close your eyes to the failings of others, and fix your love and prayers upon Baha'u'llah, you will have the strength to weather this storm, and will be much better for it in the end, spiritually. Although you suffer, you will gain a maturity that will enable you to be of greater help to both your fellow Baha'is and your children. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. When criticism and harsh words arise within a Baha'i community, there is no remedy except to put the past behind one, and persuade all concerned to turn over a new leaf, and for the sake of God and His faith refrain from mentioning the subjects which have led to misunderstanding and inharmony. The more the friends argue back and forth and maintain, each side, that their point of view is the right one, the worse the whole situation becomes. When we see the condition the world is in today, we must surely forget these utterly insignificant internal disturbances, and rush, unitedly, to the rescue of humanity. You should urge your fellow Baha'is to take this point of view, and to support you in a strong effort to suppress every critical thought and every harsh word, in order to let the spirit of Baha'u'llah flow into the entire community, and unite it in His love and in His service. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. When criticism and harsh words arise within a Baha'i community, there is no remedy except to put the past behind one, and persuade all concerned to turn over a new leaf, and for the sake of God and His faith refrain from mentioning the subjects which have led to misunderstanding and inharmony. The more the friends argue back and forth and maintain, each side, that their point of view is the right one, the worse the whole situation becomes. When we see the condition the world is in today, we must surely forget these utterly insignificant internal disturbances, and rush, unitedly, to the rescue of humanity. You should urge your fellow Baha'is to take this point of view, and to support you in a strong effort to suppress every critical thought and every harsh word, in order to let the spirit of Baha'u'llah flow into the entire community, and unite it in His love and in His service. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Perhaps the greatest test Baha'is are ever subjected to is from each other, but for the sake of the Master they should be ever ready to overlook each other's mistakes, apologize for harsh words they have uttered, forgive and forget. He strongly recommends to you this course of action. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Perhaps the greatest test Baha'is are ever subjected to is from each other, but for the sake of the Master they should be ever ready to overlook each other's mistakes, apologize for harsh words they have uttered, forgive and forget. He strongly recommends to you this course of action. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Pollute not your tongues by speaking evil of another. Recognize your enemies as friends, and consider those who wish you evil as the wishers of good. You must not see evil as evil and then compromise with your opinion, for to treat in a smooth, kindly way one whom you consider evil or an enemy is hypocrisy, and this is not worthy or allowable. You must consider your enemies as your friends, look upon your evil wishers as your well-wishers and treat them accordingly. Act in such a way that your heart may be free from hatred. Let not your heart be offended with anyone. If someone commits an error and wrong toward you, you must instantly forgive him. Do not complain of others. refrain from reprimanding them, and if you wish to give admonition or advice, let it be offered in such a way that it will not burden the bearer. Turn all your thoughts toward bringing joy to hearts. Beware. Beware, lest ye offend any heart. Assist the world of humanity as much as possible. Be the source of consolation to every sad one, assist every weak one, be helpful to every indigent one, care for every sick one, be the cause of glorification to every lowly one, and shelter those who are overshadowed by fear. Abdul Baha. Pollute not your tongues by speaking evil of another. Recognize your enemies as friends, and consider those who wish you evil as the wishers of good. You must not see evil as evil and then compromise with your opinion, for to treat in a smooth, kindly way one whom you consider evil or an enemy is hypocrisy, and this is not worthy or allowable. You must consider your enemies as your friends, look upon your evil wishers as your well-wishers and treat them accordingly. Act in such a way that your heart may be free from hatred. Let not your heart be offended with anyone. If someone commits an error and wrong toward you, you must instantly forgive him. Do not complain of others. Refrain from reprimanding them, and if you wish to give admonition or advice, let it be offered in such a way that it will not burden the bearer. Turn all your thoughts toward bringing joy to hearts. Beware. Beware, lest ye offend any heart. Assist the world of humanity as much as possible. Be the source of consolation to every sad one, assist every weak one, be helpful to every indigent one, care for every sick one, be the cause of glorification to every lowly one, and shelter those who are overshadowed by fear. Abdul Baha. Petty bickerings and jealousies make one to lose all traces of spirituality, excommunicate a person from the divine company of the worthy ones, submerge one in the sea of phantasms, suffer one to become cold and pessimistic and throw him headlong into the depths of despair and hopelessness. You must not listen to anyone speaking about another, because no sooner do you listen to one than you must listen to someone else, and thus the circle will be enlarged endlessly. Attributed to Abdul Baha. Petty bickerings and jealousies make one to lose all traces of spirituality, excommunicate a person from the divine company of the worthy ones, submerge one in the sea of phantasms, suffer one to become cold and pessimistic and throw him headlong into the depths of despair and hopelessness. You must not listen to anyone speaking about another, because no sooner do you listen to one than you must listen to someone else, and thus the circle will be enlarged endlessly. Attributed to Abdul Baha.
You ask how to deal with anger. The House of Justice suggests that you call to mind the admonitions found in our writings on the need to overlook the shortcomings of others, to forgive and conceal their misdeeds, not to expose their bad qualities, but to search for and affirm their praiseworthy ones, and to endeavor to be always forbearing, patient, and merciful. Written on behalf of the Universal House of Justice. You ask how to deal with anger. The House of Justice suggests that you call to mind the admonitions found in our writings on the need to overlook the shortcomings of others, to forgive and conceal their misdeeds, not to expose their bad qualities, but to search for and affirm their praiseworthy ones, and to endeavor to be always forbearing, patient, and merciful. Written on behalf of the Universal House of Justice. The friends must be patient with each other and must realize that the cause is still in its infancy and its institutions are not yet functioning perfectly. The greater the patience, the loving understanding and the forbearance the believers show towards each other and their shortcomings, the greater will be the progress of the whole Baha'i community at large. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. The friends must be patient with each other and must realize that the cause is still in its infancy and its institutions are not yet functioning perfectly. The greater the patience, the loving understanding and the forbearance the believers show towards each other and their shortcomings, the greater will be the progress of the whole Baha'i community at large. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Let your thoughts dwell on your own spiritual development, and close your eyes to the deficiencies of other souls. Act ye in such wise, showing forth pure and goodly deeds, and modesty and humility, that ye will cause others to be awakened. Abdul Baha. Let your thoughts dwell on your own spiritual development, and close your eyes to the deficiencies of other souls. Act ye in such wise, showing forth pure and goodly deeds, and modesty and humility, that ye will cause others to be awakened. Abdul Baha. Strive with all your power to be free from imperfections. Heedless souls are always seeking faults in others. What can the hypocrite know of others' faults when he is blind to his own? This is the meaning of the words in the Seven Valleys. It is a guide for human conduct. As long as a man does not find his own faults, he can never become perfect. Nothing is more fruitful for man than the knowledge of his own shortcomings. The Blessed Perfection says, "I wonder at the man who does not find his own imperfections." Abdul Baha. Strive with all your power to be free from imperfections. Heedless souls are always seeking faults in others. What can the hypocrite know of others' faults when he is blind to his own? This is the meaning of the words in the Seven Valleys. It is a guide for human conduct. As long as a man does not find his own faults, he can never become perfect. Nothing is more fruitful for man than the knowledge of his own shortcomings. The Blessed Perfection says, "I wonder at the man who does not find his own imperfections." Abdul Baha. Those souls who consider themselves as imperfect, they are the people of the kingdom. Those persons who prefer themselves above others are egotists and worshippers of self, they are deprived of the graces of the Lord of mankind. Attributed to Abdul Baha. Those souls who consider themselves as imperfect, they are the people of the kingdom. Those persons who prefer themselves above others are egotists and worshippers of self, they are deprived of the graces of the Lord of mankind. Attributed to Abdu'l-Bahá. We must never dwell too much on the attitudes and feelings of our fellow believers towards us. What is most important is to foster love and harmony and ignore any rebuffs we may receive. In this way, the weakness of human nature and the peculiarity or attitude of any particular person is not magnified, but pales into insignificance in comparison with our joint service to the faith we all love. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. We must never dwell too much on the attitudes and feelings of our fellow believers towards us. What is most important is to foster love and harmony and ignore any rebuffs we may receive. In this way, the weakness of human nature and the peculiarity or attitude of any particular person is not magnified, but pales into insignificance in comparison with our joint service to the faith we all love. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. If others hurl their darts against you, offer them milk and honey in return. If they poison your lives, sweeten their souls. If they injure you, teach them how to be comforted. If they inflict a wound upon you, be a balm to their sores. If they sting you, hold to their lips a refreshing cup. Abdu'l-Bahá. If others hurl their darts against you, offer them milk and honey in return. If they poison your lives, sweeten their souls. If they injure you, teach them how to be comforted. If they inflict a wound upon you, be a balm to their sores. If they sting you, hold to their lips a refreshing cup. Abdu'l-Bahá. The truth is, nothing is sweeter for a man than doing good to someone who has done evil to him. Whenever he remembers having been kind to his enemies, his heart will rejoice. Attributed to Abdu'l-Bahá. The truth is, nothing is sweeter for a man than doing good to someone who has done evil to him. Whenever he remembers having been kind to his enemies, his heart will rejoice. Attributed to Abdu'l-Bahá. We must love God, and in this state, a general love for all men becomes possible. We cannot love each human being for himself, but our feeling towards humanity should be motivated by our love for the Father who created all men. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. We must love God, and in this state, a general love for all men becomes possible. We cannot love each human being for himself, but our feeling towards humanity should be motivated by our love for the Father who created all men. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. The increase in membership in the Canadian Baha'i community this past year was also most encouraging. It shows that there is, primarily, unity among the believers, for where this fundamental quality is lacking in a Baha'i community, any real growth is impossible. That is why the beloved Master so constantly admonished the friends to be as one soul in different bodies, for this love and unity constitutes their spiritual health and gives them the strength to overcome all obstacles in their path. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. The increase in membership in the Canadian Baha'i community this past year was also most encouraging. It shows that there is, primarily, unity among the believers, for where this fundamental quality is lacking in a Baha'i community, any real growth is impossible. That is why the beloved Master so constantly admonished the friends to be as one soul in different bodies, for this love and unity constitutes their spiritual health and gives them the strength to overcome all obstacles in their path. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Love is, indeed, a most potent elixir that can transform the vilest and meanest of people into heavenly souls. May your example serve to further confirm the truth of this beautiful teaching of our faith. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Love is, indeed, a most potent elixir that can transform the vilest and meanest of people into heavenly souls. May your example serve to further confirm the truth of this beautiful teaching of our faith. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. The real secret of universal participation lies in the Master's oft-expressed wish that the friends should love each other, constantly encourage each other, work together, be as one soul in one body, and in so doing become a true, organic, healthy body animated and illumined by the Spirit. In such a body, all will receive spiritual health and vitality from the organism itself, and the most perfect flowers and fruits will be brought forth. The Universal House of Justice. The real secret of universal participation lies in the Master's oft-expressed wish that the friends should love each other, constantly encourage each other, work together, be as one soul in one body, and in so doing become a true, organic, healthy body animated and illumined by the Spirit. In such a body, all will receive spiritual health and vitality from the organism itself, and the most perfect flowers and fruits will be brought forth. The Universal House of Justice.